You've got a wide spread this year, the geographical spread. We've never seen them as far west. Generally an eastern side problem. We're finding them in the high rainfall areas, we're finding them in the low rainfall areas, so probably more widespread than we've ever seen them.
And why is that, do you think?
The dry spring probably is the one that exacerbates them. Yeah, it triggers the hatchings. Normally, in a normal year, whatever that is anymore, rainfall events in spring will drown them. It closes the tunnels over. We've had three dry springs in a row, and seems to be getting worse. We've had them for those 3 years, and these three dry years were preceded by two very wet years, which obviously triggered a lot of hatching and laying, egg laying in some of those areas where there was high residual trash, high residual pastures. It's a culmination of three dry springs we're seeing, and they're coming en masse.
And so these are normally associated with pastures, I believe. So where are they affecting most?
Yeah, probably still on the eastern side. We're getting a lot of damage at Ebor. Ebor, Bundara, Bendemeer. We've seen them at Ben Lomond. So some of the high rainfall areas are the normal targets. But, we've seen them on the western side this year. So Bundara and Bendemeer in particular are normally not associated with them. We're seeing damage in those areas and in crops that we generally don't worry about, scarab beetles.
Why don't you normally worry about them in crops?
Yeah, they do have a preferred host range, and that tends to be ryegrass. So its preferred diet is second or third year ryegrass stands, which ryegrass is a very dominant crop or pasture on the eastern side, not so much on the western side. So it's probably the lack of suitable host on the western side that has saved them in a lot of cases. The second year ryegrass is first preference, Coxfoot pasture is second preference. We don't see a lot of those on the western side. So we've seen them now in crops such as oats. We generally don't associate them with that. And we've also seen them in some brassica crops, so turnip crops. Non-preferred host, but obviously lack of any other food source, they're starting to take to those as well.
And I can imagine, given that there's been a menagerie of pests this year, there's locusts, there's lack of rainfall, patchy rainfall, I'm guessing it was a bit of a difficult diagnosis this year?
It has been, with some of the paddocks we've looked at and thought, nah, it's only rainfall, it's come up in the wet areas, not in the dry areas, we'll leave it, have a look at it. We've gone back now 2 or 3 weeks later and we're finding things like white-fringed weevil, we've got scarab beetles, we've had problems obviously with patchy emergence due to the lack of rainfall. There's been a few cutworms about, and obviously on the western side a lot of grasshoppers and the plague locusts are doing quite a bit of damage, but it has been a real mixed bag, and it's quite often after drought years we find those problems.
And with the scarab beetle, is there really anything that can be done?
Yeah, chemical control is very limited. There's not a lot registered on it, and they can be very unreliable, meaning they range in depth in the soil from literally on the surface to 30 centimetres deep, so it's physically impossible to get a chemical to go right through that amount of soil. If you did, it'd kill the soil, so it's probably a good thing. But our options are limited to chlorpyrifos. It's sort of 900 mils a hectare. We look at spraying them late of an afternoon when they're more active, because they're more active at night. Can range from 10% control to 90%. Ideally, we get it rained in, and that's the hard part, is to try and pick a rainfall, especially in our current climate where our rainfall's so variable and unpredictable. Failing that, any new sown crops, we look at starting to treat with Gaucho or Poncho Plus to give us some protection from the new the new pastures.
And just hope for a wet spring this year.
And hope for a wet spring. We've had three misses in a row in our high rainfall area. We must be due.